109. The pulpit. The pulpit on the north corner of the centre of the church was designed by Ferdinand von Quast in 1864. A square construction of sandstone stands on four pillars. It also has a semicircle balustrade. In the middle of this parapet, the Saviour Christ is represented as the world leader with the Book of Life and surrounded by the animal symbols of the four evangelists. The angel stands for Matthew, the lion for Mark, the bull for Luke, and the eagle for John. The first letters of each of these animals give the word Elsa, with which the four evangelists are also named in the Bible. The animals are also assigned because of their characters. At the beginning of Matthew's Gospel, we encounter the angel as the messenger of God who passes his words. With only 16 chapters, Mark's is the shortest Gospel, and is powerful and impossible to ignore, like the lion's roar. Luke especially talks about the poor in his works, and holds back like the bull, and is loaded with burdens and works during his life. And the theology of Johannes' evangelism is suddenly soaring and flying like the eagle. Until the 15th century, there was definitely no solid pulpit in the church. Because of the increase in the value put on preaching during the Reformation, fitting the pulpit was justified. Beforehand, there was a movable pulpit on wheels in Gernigrode. But in 1710 to 1754, the pulpits were hung on the northwestern intersection columns. With the two pulpits in the two east crypts indirectly near the altar room and the crosshouse gallery, there is a strict policy governing their use. The north pulpit has a semicircular balustrade and served the evangelists during their sermons. And from the smaller south pulpit, the epistle, the New Testament, was read. These two pulpits go through to a simple balustrade wall at the entrance to the crosshouse gallery, and they were completed in 1863.